Second hour on this Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I am so excited. You just heard at the top of the hour news, Michigan Talk News Network. Tigers opening day in Chicago away. It's an away game opening in Chicago, White Sox tomorrow. Baseball is here. That means spring. That means summer. Yes. And I got to tell you, this team, I'm pretty impressed. I'm impressed with the pitching, the youth, the speed. I think they're going to steal a lot of bases. I think they're going to score a lot of runs. And I think their pitching's good enough that they can hold the other team down to less than 3 runs a game. I think they're going to have a good team this year. That's just my take. Been watching some of the spring training games. Pretty impressed. And they've got guys fighting to make the roster. And they're young. They've got a couple of veterans they went out and got. But basically, it's a young team. Parker Meadows may be getting a gold glove in center field this year. Leadoff, the guy runs like a deer, long strides. I don't know how tall he is. I think he's 6'4", 6'5", but he only takes like 3 steps from first to second. He takes his lead. The pitcher starts to go home. He takes off, and it seems like he's standing on second base before the catcher even catches the ball. The guy is unbelievable. So I'm excited. Baseball. Me and Ms. Vicky, we love our Tigers. 1984, Lance Parris, Kirk Gibson, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, go on and on and on. Started the season 35-5, the year we got married. And it was the Chinese calendar's year of the Tiger. Don't know if you know that or not. 1984, the year of the Tiger. And they just smoked. The American League went on to win the World Series. It was a great year, great summer. We got married on August 16th on Mackinac Island, and I think we were watching Tiger baseball games at night at the Windermere Hotel. Love baseball. It's the only sport that you can fail 3 out of 4 at-bats. And still be paid millions of dollars. Stop and think about that. If you bat 250, you're mediocre, you're average. You're only going to get 1 hit out of every 4 at-bats. If you bat 300, again, you're going to the Hall of Fame. You're going to be paid multi-millions of dollars per year. So, yeah, we love the sport. My dad taught me. Vicky used to watch Tiger baseball with her dad. Great memories. I'm sure you did as well. The best memory I have is in my Uncle Bill's garage down in Sterling Heights, Dresden Village. I think, what street were they on? Wheaton? Waitley? Something like that. Sterling Heights, Michigan. Tri-level with a detached two-car garage in the back, fenced-in yard. Sitting in the garage next to Uncle Bill's green Ford Torino that he actually worked on at Ford Motor Company on the line. Black vinyl top. Sitting in the garage on folding chairs, drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, listening to Tiger Baseball, Ernie Harwell in the garage. My dad, my Uncle Bill, myself, and my young little brother. Best memories ever. Well, it all starts tomorrow. We wish them well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Okay, I'm not going to get into this for very long, but Downstate Kim is not going to give up until I inform you guys correctly about using a mailbox. Can a flyer or an envelope be put in someone else's mailbox without being mailed? What if a stamp was placed on it? The answer, no. Per section 508.3.1.3 of the Domestic Mail Manual from the United States Postal Service, No part of a male receptacle may be used to deliver any matter not bearing postage, including items or matters placed upon it, supported by, attached to, hung from, or inserted in a mail receptacle. Any mailable matter not bearing postage and found as described above is subject to the same postage as would be paid if it was carried by the mail postal service. Postage is defined blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Don't use the mailbox. Put it in the newspaper slot or leave it on the door. So there, Kim, hopefully you're happy. Stop sending me those stories, those links. I'm done talking about it. Officer Rick, I love Mark the Bird Fidrich when I was a kid. Yes. Loved in 1976, his rookie year, the year I graduated high school. How he used to talk to the ball. Stalk around the mound, stomp around the mound, acting crazy. Well, because of the pitch clock now, Mark Fidrich would not have a career. Because you can't do that. You now have 13 seconds. Once the ball is received by the pitcher, the clock starts. The batter must be in the box ready to go with 8 seconds left on the clock. Means you only have 5 seconds to adjust your batting gloves, adjust your athletic cup, tap your spikes, re-grip your bat, do whatever. You got 5 seconds. You got to be in the box with 8 seconds to go. The pitcher must be in his windup, ready to go before the clock expires. They've sped up the game. Average games now are running 2 hours and 8 minutes for a baseball game. Runners on base, the time is extended to 18 seconds. It was 20 last year. They moved it down to 18. I like it. Some of these batters, Javier Baez, the shortstop, the multi-gazillionaire paid shortstop for the Tigers who cannot hit a curveball. If I was a pitcher, I would not throw him anything but curveballs. Throw it right at his head and have it curve across the plate, swing and miss every single time. I think the Tigers, honestly, should get rid of him. But I'm not A.J. Hinch. But anyway, this is the season that I think the Tigers turn it around, just like the Detroit Lions did. They're making some good moves, too. Greatly appreciate what they're doing. Al Kaline, 1968, year of the Tigers. Willie Horton, Norm Cash, Mickey Stanley, Jim Northrup, Denny McClain, 31-6. Do you know after 1968 they lowered the mound because of Denny McClain? Denny McClain was standing on, what was it, 24 inches, I think it was, 2 foot tall. They lowered it down to almost nothing for a pitcher's mound. He had that overextended high leg kick. Remember that high leg kick? Because he got so much momentum leaning way back and that high leg kick falling down onto that high pitcher's mound. He literally was pitching downhill with that high leg kick. 31-6. We will never see a 31-game winner ever again in Major League Baseball. Never going to see it again. Mickey Lolich won 3 games in the World Series of the 4 that was necessary to beat the St. Louis Cardinals. Bob Gibson, the fireballer, would throw at people's heads all the time. They had the high strike zone. Remember, it used to be like from the chin down to your knees, below your knees, actually. I love those high fastballs. Yes. Willie Horton loved them. Norm Cash loved them. Dick McAuliffe. Remember Dick McAuliffe? Left-handed batter, kind of like a Ty Cobb almost kind of stance. His front foot would be pointing at the pitcher. His chest was exposed to the pitcher. His hands were way up. His left elbow really held high, And as the pitcher started the windup, he'd literally turn sideways to get back to a normal hitting position. Loved his batting stance. Actually, it was my batting stance when I played softball. Face the pitcher, hands up high, turn your hips, and just as the ball's starting to come, then turn with your hips, your shoulders, and your bat speed. The faster you swing a baseball bat, the farther the ball goes, especially if you can get topspin. Do not play golf like you do baseball. It doesn't work. Miss Vicky and I proved it when we were in Fort Myers. We are at the driving range. Nice, easy swing with a golf ball. It's a little ball. It's a big club. Let it do its function. In golf, in the swing, it's the ability to reproduce your swing. I would then tee up the ball with my driver, and I would swing as hard as I could, just like baseball. And you know what happens? Worm burner. No lift. Drive it into the ground, 120 miles an hour. Oh, it moves, but it ain't getting very far. In golf, you want to be in the air, not on the ground. Grounders up the middle doesn't work so good in golf. Just saying. And now that I'm older, I'm using natural golf swing. Best golf swing ever, ever devised. Okay, Phyllis is telling us about who she had a crush on. Yes. When she was a young girl, back when she was probably 7 or 8 years old, 1968, Bill Freehan, the catcher. Bill Freehan actually was the head coach for the University of Michigan baseball team. We sent our son Brent to one of his baseball camps. Yes. Actually, the best memory of 1968, when they won the World Series. Mickey Lolich was on the mound. He always pitched 9 innings. If Mickey Lolich was pitching, there would be no work in the bullpen. They wouldn't even warm up. Even if he got in trouble, they never warmed up anybody in the bullpen. He was going to pitch 27 outs, complete games. Pop up, home plate, Bill Freehan tossed the mask, goes over and catches the ball. Yes, Mickey Lolich comes and jumps on him. Bill Freehan picks him up off the ground and literally hugs him, legs wrapped around Bill Freehan. Never forget it. Great memories from 1968. Now, you see what we just did there? We used our brains to recall memories. And that brain function activity absolutely helps you fight dementia and Alzheimer's. That's exactly why we play the music we play after 12 noon. The hits of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. You have to listen to the music. Check it out. Let's see, Downstate Kim, thank you for mentioning the clarification. The other side would be more than happy to go after a Republican for any mailbox violations. But if it was a Democrat, it would likely be different. Yep, thank you. We're done talking about it. I'm talking baseball here, Kim. You're not on topic, girl. One of the things that we want to talk about today, whoops, hold on. I had a technical malfunction. Hold on 1 second. Where are we at here? Okay, we're still connected. Pulled the headset microphone right off my face. Whoa, Dave in Sheboygan. Played golf in Arizona. Varsity team had some great moments, but wasn't that great. I'm retired. You need natural golf swing. Check it out online, Mo Norman. The best designed golf swing ever. Vicky and I paid to go to a three-day school down at the Raisin River Golf Course in Monroe, right there on I-75. We attended the class for 3 days, had a hotel. Did we have our camper at that time, the fifth wheel, Vic? Did we stay in our fifth wheel or did we stay at a hotel? I forget. Anyway, do you guys remember Sickles? When you'd go to Grandpa's farm, and the first thing Grandpa would do is give you a big hug and a kiss, and so happy to see you. Now here's a sickle. Go out to the ditch and sickle down all the weeds around the mailbox. Oh, Grandpa, you want to eat, boy? Yes, sir. Get out there. All right. Take the sickle, right? Stick your arms straight, all the way straight, right down in the middle, shoulders stretched as far as you can go forward. And then you just wiggle your arms back and forth. Rock those shoulders. He said he wanted to see the shoulders touch each ear. So the right shoulder goes up and touches almost the right ear, left shoulder touches the left ear, and you just sickle back and forth. Because if your shoulders are not touching the ears, you're not getting a full swing. Okay, Grandpa, I got it. I know how to sickle stupid weeds, cattails in the ditch. I got it. That is the golf swing. Arm-generated body motion. There's no twisting of the spine. There's no Varden grip. Your arms are straight. There's no bend at the arm to the club. It's straight right down your left arm if you're right-handed. Your back trail arm points toward the target. Your fingertips grips around through the palm, the shaft, and it's a sickle motion. Cock, hit, through. Cock, hit, through. I want you guys to go to a driving range, get a bucket of balls. I don't care if you've never played golf, you don't like golf, you're never going to play. I want you to do this. Kim, you listening? Rick? All you guys, all 12 of my listeners, go to a driving range on a nice, beautiful day, get a large bucket of balls for $6-7, whatever it is. Ask for a driver if you don't have your own. Tee it up. Put your arms straight down. Grab the shaft, your thumbs pointing down the shaft. Grip the club through your palms and do a sickle motion. Back as far as you can. Get that right shoulder up to your right ear. Swing through the ball all the way through. Don't look. Keep your head down on the ball. Watch how far and straight it goes. Best golf swing ever. Natural Golf by Moe Norman out of Canada. When he was in high school, him and his buddy would play 72 holes of golf four times through an 18-hole course after school. They didn't have a putter. You know how they scored? If your approach shot hit the stick, you add one. If your ball doesn't hit the stick on your approach shot, you add two. Because they're on the green, but it might be far enough away that you'd have to take two putts to put it in the cup. They go up to the green, pick up their balls, and go to the next hole. Never putt it ever. Said if he was in America, nobody would have ever known about Arnold Palmer. I'm the Arnold News Break. We'll be right back. Let's get to Lansing, okay? Next segment, we'll be right back.